Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't hide to do. God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Over here, good morning. Okay, how are you? Hello, world. How to do? USA. Okay, hello, hello. It's Saturday, y'all. And I like to call this one Family Day. That's a just period. It's family day. Y'all should be at home. Some of us are at home on Saturdays. You know, we're so lucky. That's why I say sometimes tell God thank you. You ought to tell him thank you anyway. Okay, why? Because you have another chance to come on here and support and listen to your girl, the why and why not, because we can, your bipolar queen of the streets, okay, as I will put it so lightly. Listen, it's cold out here. Mother Nature is really, I'm confused. At this point, she's showing her ass. One minute is cold. One minute is raining. One minute is storming. Right, right, right. I mean, all I want is an okay summer. Can we at least get shit like a whole month? You know what I'm saying? Like, full of sun. You know, no cold patches of shit. May gloom, may bloom. Yeah, all that shit coming up over here. Over here in the California area. Now, listen, good morning. Your families are there. Talk to the children, okay? Say hey, see what they're doing. You know, see what's going on, you know, in your home. Okay? All right, period. Let's just jump into it, shall we? Get right on into it. All right. Our prayers goes out to Rasby. Right, he was one of the members of the B2K. They said yesterday, allegedly, rumors, a little pillow talk, that he threatened to jump from his hospital. Okay, his hospital room window. So our prayers goes out to that young man. You know that he get taken care and gets the help that he needs, because not me, I never want to see a black man, you know what I'm saying, fall to his fate. That's just, it's just something about that, okay? It just don't sit well, as Country Wayne would say, in my spirit. That don't sit well. You know, our prayers goes out to him. He's been having problems. You know, I don't know if y'all follow the social media or follow him. You know, it's been some talks of, you know, bad things happening in the group, B2K, you know, allegedly. Get your receipts. But our prayers goes out to that young man that he straighten it out. Now, in other news, okay, people, listen here. This shit right here is really for my Caucasians. Okay, because us urbans, we ain't going to go this far. We not. You know, we love our favorite show. Don't get me wrong. And we'll say a few words in they part. But baby, death threats? This y'all Caucasians. This y'all shit right here anyway. Vanderpump Rules people, the cast, allegedly, okay, some of them, that girl, okay, is getting death threats. Listen, y'all, this y'all Caucasian, this y'all shit, not only her whole goddamn family, y'all, America, y'all something else. But see, that's why I love you Caucasians. I'm gonna tell you the truth, baby, because when you ride, goddamn it, y'all ride, okay? Running around here like set it off. Okay, now that, because listen, that shit is unacceptable. Okay, listen, y'all. It is just a show. Okay, I am here to point that out for some of you. We're going to get some counselors together. Yeah, y'all would have whooped that ass, and y'all know what that girl did, that boy did to that girl, you know, was unfair and everything. Right. We all know that. But in another sense, shit, that's life. Shit happened like that right now, today. I'm going to tell you, shit happened like that right now, today. It do. We going to talk about it. Really. Shit, because number one, ain't no loyalty. You understand me? Listen, and y'all want that old shit back. I understand. See, back in the days, if we were friends, you wouldn't have never pulled no shit like that, allegedly. But y'all don't have to threaten the girl. the killer girl. Y'all done went mafia style on her ass. Listen, America, stop it. It's not that serious. And Vanderpump Rules directors, y'all need to make a happy ending of this shit before somebody get goddamn hurt. Okay, it just is what it is. Okay, you got them directors and producers or whoever wrote the show, the writers. Okay, listen here, big ups to the writers' strike. Y'all doing the right thing. Keep on going, fight that fight. In a minute, y'all should be able to get what you want. We, as a family, a company, a squad, should be able to get what we want. Y'all can them writers what the fuck they want. Because they the one building the backbone to this shit, okay? Y'all wouldn't never get no high ratings if it wouldn't be for the motherfucking writers. Can y'all get them their respect? Get them their motherfucking respect, please. Put some respect on the writers' motherfucking name. Because y'all know why I'm saying it too, right? Because I think I'm somewhat of a goddamn writer. So if anybody got writing in their spirit, okay, you should be ready to ride. With the writer's strike. Okay. And, oh, your girl, the why is, baby, I'm riding with the writer. Because, you know, I'm still working on my book. But we're going to get that shit right off the floor. You know, as soon as I get, somebody who going to write it for me. You know, hey, I produce my shit and write it. You know, you get them selective few that can do anything they put their mind to. And I say that every day. Okay. Right, so y'all, listen, y'all writers, write something good for these little people so they can get back to normal with their lives. Okay, go sit down, not right now. So they can get back together with their normal lives and everything will be all right. Can we do that? Okay, well, I know it ain't going to happen right now because the writers on strike, but whenever y'all get in what they want, just agree to their terms so we can get this damn shit over with. Okay, we got enough shit. Excuse me, y'all. We got enough shit to be thinking about, except the goddamn writer's strike, okay? Get them folks what they want. They're brilliant. You understand me? And listen, you can't play with greatness. Anyway, Bud Light. Babe, I wanna clear my throat on this. Bud Light, y'all going through a lot of backlash, allegedly. Sales have dropped for 25% since y'all put the beautiful trans, okay? Big up to my trans community on y'all can. Folks is burning the cans, allegedly. They rolling shit over the cans, throwing them in the trash, okay? Bud Light has experienced a 25% and got themselves, and that's got to be bad, okay? That's got to be bad. Bud Light, Bud, y'all better fix it because y'all know the 4th of July coming up, okay? And that's when most of the beer sales, right, go the fuck up. Everybody drinking beer the 4th of July. That's a national motherfucker holiday. Y'all better do something to recover this shit fast because they burning your bottles, throwing them in the motherfucking trash, making dark practice, all kind of shit I done seen. Okay, some people shooting the cans. Okay, word on the street, so I ain't going to say who, but y'all go ahead and look it up because a lot of them acting up, but like, y'all need to fix this before y'all try to, you know, come with the times. Y'all got to creep in, you know. Everybody ain't, you know, with a sudden change. They not, you know, some people not. They not. Okay, now listen here. Right. In other news, Tom Brady is a partner. He partnered up and bought into the Rams. Okay, in other news, shit, go ahead. But, like, we're going to give some good news. We're going to go from bad to good. Okay, Tom Brady is a half partner. He done bought into the Rams. Ain't that nice? That's beautiful. Money in the bank, shit. Okay, shorty, what you think? All right. Okay, hello and goodbye. Listen, in other news, all right, let's get on into it. I need to clear my voice for this because y'all something else. Okay, y'all, everybody talking about that little boy. What name? Ja. Okay, y'all talking about Ja. You know the one that had the gun allegedly, blah, 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 not once but twice. You know what I'm saying? The one with the NBA career on the goddamn Lizine. Allegedly. Right, rumors. Okay, a little pull it out. Right, allegedly. All right, him. Yeah, oh boy. Right. So, He had a shoe for Nike. okay? Newly released, okay? So, you know, he got all this bad publicity and shit. So Nike didn't want to, you know, just release the boy's shoe. So what they did was, they made a Nike app, allegedly, put the boy's shoes on that shit, right? Tell me why. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a party. His shit sold out. Okay. What you say? Yes, baby. His shit sold out. Okay. Y'all can't fuck with him due to the popularity, I believe. I mean, he been back and forth in the goddamn news. And listen, who wouldn't be watching the motherfucker trying to throw away his goddamn NBA career, allegedly, for a goddamn rap career? Who does fucking that? Boy, y'all generation is something else, okay? Y'all something else. So they didn't want to release the boy's shoes because he done had so much bad publicity. So they were scared, right? Because they already got burnt, allegedly, by, you know, somebody else. So they kind of, you know, they kind of fidgety with us, okay? So that was smart as fuck, Nike. Big up to motherfucking Nikes because they had already had made the goddamn shoe. Right, thousands of fucking shoes, because they was like, fuck, what the fuck we gonna do? You know, what we gonna do? Stay mad. Right. So he was like, fuck, let's make an app and see if that shit worked. And it did. Okay, sold the fuck out of this young man's shoe. Okay, so America, screw you. He's still winning. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. In other news, okay, Lady Gaga surprised a little bar. Hold on. Lady Gaga surprised a little bar in L.A., baby. She showed up. Not only did she showed up and showed out. She was looking cute, had on some badass shoes. Big up, Lady Gaga, baby. You could, Lady Gaga, you can give me those shoes. You know that? You can give me those. Okay. Listen, somebody asked me the other day. Let's just talk about it while we on this real fast. Somebody asked me the other day. They said the why. If you had a chance to interview any one of your favorite people, your individual people, your influential people, you know, your stars and, you know, your idols and shit, who would it be? Right. So I said to myself, I said, because I'm different. I like different people for different motherfucking things. Okay. Plus I'm bipolar. You know, bipolar people is every goddamn way. Okay. Well, I don't know about them, but I'm talking about me. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I said, really, for business purposes, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. For business purposes, Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry, all right? Both struggled from the bottom and made it all the way up to the top. You would want to talk to influential, influenced people like that, okay? Business moguls, okay? People who know how to do it and got it done and did. Right. Now, for my fun entertainment, okay. Oh, yeah. Oprah and Tyler could call me in time. I go running. Okay. In turn. Listen, to do stuff, to get notoriety, you have to do certain things. Okay. Like an internship. I would love to do an internship for any one of them, too, to learn the business. Those are multi-billionaires and they struggle. They went through a lot to get to where they are today. You want that. Baby, that would be smart, okay? I don't know about y'all, but baby, I would love to be a fly on any one of them walls. That's all what I'm saying. I know you got to crawl before you can walk. Right. Ain't asking for much. Ain't asking for much. And then for entertainment part, right. Clear my throat, because you know I love these two people right here, because to me, both of them is intervention to me. Okay, they serve a purpose in my life. Okay, number one, what that Whoopi Goldberg. I love me some Whoopi, y'all. Y'all, man, whatever. I love me some Whoopi Goldberg. Number one, that's another success story. Okay, got to where she is today, one of the women of power. Just, you know what I'm saying? I idolize shit come out her mouth. Period. Another one, Wendy Williams. I don't care what y'all say about Wendy. Y'all a little mad at it right now. It is what it is. But she did the shit by herself. When it was time for her to show up, she actually showed up and showed out. Okay? All right? Black woman rock. That's black girl. That's black girl power right there. And that's inspiration. And she came from a lot. I could see you know, why things is happening right now the way they are. I understand that. And matter of fact, my prayers goes out to her. I love her because these are some women that, you know what I'm saying, you can learn a lot from as well. I want to be in radio. Wendy knows exactly about radio. Your girl, why? Oh, yeah. And why not? Because we can as a family, a company, a squad, squalet. Right. We want our shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. We want, when you want to do a certain craft, you got to go to the masters of the craft. That's all what I'm saying. Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, masters. Cream of the cream. Cream of the cream, de la cream. For me, in my eyes, in my generation. Cream of the cream, de la cream. Who? Cream, dollar bill, y'all. Right, okay. And for comedy, we got a lot of women, but thereafter will be, you know, comedian-wise. I love all of them. I do, every last one of you. But you came after. Okay, all right, Miss Goldberg. Okay, it is what it is. It is. I love everybody. You know, but those are the ones that had the most influence on me. I'm just saying, for me, your girl, the why. You know, to keep going every day, I strive to get there. That's where I want to be, okay? To learn, okay? All right, I'm just saying, that's how I get there. Like I said, Lady Gaga, okay? It came and showed up and showed out, surprised the little boy in L.A. Boy, I would love to be in the fly on that wall as well, okay? Now, listen, let's get into it. Y'all messing with this beautiful little star, Taylor, okay? Taylor Luther, okay. Addressed aging well. Okay. They messing with him. He looks beautiful. He is only 30 years old. And then the active people trying to talk about what happened to him. He's looking older or whatever. You get older. You can't look like babyface forever, especially when you have a wife and a goddamn family. The man gonna get older. And if you ask me, he fine as hell at 32. What y'all talking about? Why are y'all trying to age shame? Don't listen to them. Okay, sir. Don't listen to him. You fine as hell. Trust and believe. If they was near you, they would be trying to holler. That's how that goes. Period. That's how it goes.
It's almost morning.
Okay. Okay. Shut up. Yep. It's just, you know, they know if they would have had a chance to holler or to leak up, as you young people would call it, you would do that. So, Mr. Taylor, you fine as hell. Don't listen to nobody. Okay, they upset. So just move past. Some people just got to move past their ass. Okay, in other news, okay, my condolences goes to the family. In other news, Takeoff's killer gets indicted for manslaughter. So he finna get ready to go on in. We're going to keep posting and talk about that as the story develop. We're going to give y'all, give y'all briefings and, you know, let y'all know what's happening with that as the story develops, okay? And all these people is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Boy, my ass is up there. It is, okay? Listen, here's a little fun factor. Let's get into it. My condolences to the family, but here's a little fun factor. Takeoff has new music. Not Takeoff, I'm sorry. Offset has new music, okay? Yeah, he has new music, new song coming on. And guess what? The family still can't talk about it. And we wouldn't. That's how we are. We mourn for a long time. My condolences to the family, okay? And they still can't talk about it. It just is freshly happening. Allegedly, you're not going to be able to talk about it for years. You know what I mean? I mean, like, deeply talk about it for years. And here's a little fun factor right here. What's his name? Offset is not really family. They call each other family. The only ones was family was Takeoff and Quavo. Offset is not really family, allegedly, okay? Rumors, a little pillow talk. You know, that's what they saying out there in the streets. But they were so close, they just called each other family. That's how they bonded. That's how they got, that's how they got down, you know? And that's a sad story. And you know, we'll give y'all more information on that story as it develops. But he is going to get... He is indicted, Mr. Patrick Clark, allegedly, for manslaughter. The one who, allegedly killed Takeoff. Okay, he's in custody right now. All right, and other, you know, kind of different news. Okay, hold on, let me let y'all hear this. Hear this for a second. Let me deal with granddaughter real fast. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. And we're gonna talk about age change. All right. Okay, back in. Right. Listen, y'all, let's get back into this, because this is mean. Y'all need to stop trying to age shame. Y'all so upset that y'all can't look. We can't help it. We can't help it that we still look good at our age. We can't help it. We don't do the things that y'all do. Don't get mad at us because we had no choice but to be at work. Don't get mad at us because we prefer to go work out and keep ourselves so fresh and so clean. Don't get mad at us because we exceed the maximum level of how a grandmother or grandfather should look. Okay, we're not your typical grandma and grandfathers, baby. We still work, still put a roof over y'all head. How in the fuck y'all expect us to grow old gracefully if we still out here busting our ass for y'all, faithfully? Okay, stop age shaming. Get you some business. We can't help it if y'all got to pack all the makeup on your face. We don't have to. We're natural. Some of us just use eyeliner, okay? We don't have to. Boy, y'all love the age shame. Get your shit together. We don't do the same thing. Okay, we be at work. Y'all be in the club. What's up? Showing love. We have love for one person. I'm sorry. It's a difference. Don't age shame out here. America, they so bad at age shaming. They so mad about it, too. Okay, they so mad that we're some of us in our 50s and older, seasonal, beautiful, seasonal people, we're not in rocking chairs yet. You know why? Huh? You want to know why? Huh? Because you're not doing your business. We supposed to be in rocking chairs, but we can't. We still got to motherfucking work that job. How we going to rock a chair when we still got to work that job and put rent and food on the fucking table still? Do your job so we can do ours. Okay? If y'all want us to grow old gracefully, then you hoes need to do what you're supposed to do faithfully. Take care of your own family. Take care of your own kids. Quit thinking about clubs and fellas and what to do with them. Start thinking about how to take care of your kids, put food on the table, money in your bank account, and create generational wealth. Want to fucking cry? Should be happy. Okay, when a fella look at you, they probably be like, let me see your mama. Okay? And they know, okay, I got a lot of you. You're going to be fine. You understand me? But you little young ladies don't see it like that. You see it as competition, and you shouldn't, because we don't bother you all. We stay in our lanes. We get it. Okay? We stay in our lanes. And it's not fair. It's just not fair. Okay? Especially on social media. They're quick to come for the seasonal women for no reason. Oh, they want to rip us a new asshole. Sorry. All we're going to do is exercise and make a new one. Okay? Oh my God. Stop it. It's not fair. And all of you older women that's playing into that and going after these younger women, shame on you. That's a trap. They made you come off your fucking crown. They made you, right. They made you come out your queen chair, baby. I'll never, ever, 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 ever come out my queen chair for peasants. Never. No. I'ma sit right there. And trust and believe, I could eat them up. Eat them. I got a big family. All we do is sit up and talk about each other, not talk about each other, but like, you know, rag on each other. It's not rag. Joking on each other. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying when you say your mama this, your mama that? Your sister ugly, your mama brought her back. Okay, your cousin look like a wildebeest, if you know what I mean. She needs to stop being seen with her big ass back. Everybody said they had a turn in that cat. You understand me? Something like that. Right. Everybody know you could go toe-to-toe, but a real queen wouldn't. Ladies, let's work together. It might be some things you need to know, and I might have the information for you. I can do that for you if we all work together. We have too many things against us to be against us ourselves. Did y'all understand that? We have too many things going against us right now for us to be going against each other. Oh, it's so awful. I love you. Let's get it together. Listen, in other news, it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, because I love y'all, let's work together. Red, brown, purple, green, red, everybody. Listen here. It looks like we have another candidate for presidency. Let's not pick them two that they telling us to pick. I don't want Biden, nor do I want Trump. I'll take the third man. I'll take the underdog. I don't care. Let me read more about him. Let me see what he about to. You know, let me read up on it. But I heard we got a third man creeping on in. We don't have to choose what they put in front of us. Okay? That's society. We don't have to choose what society wants us to choose. Either one of these is going to be bad. Okay? Word on the streets, allegedly, these motherfuckers trying to send us to war. And we all know half of us not going to do that. We ain't going to do, Half of us ain't going to fight for that war. We don't want the same thing. We don't. We don't. Okay? We don't. Okay? We need to talk about it. Times are changing. Remember, we talked about it the other day on making that safety package thing at home. You know, just in case something go on, just in case the lights or electricity or something go out. You know, we're going to have our candles. We're going to have our flashlights. We're going to have our safety measures. We're going to bear arms. We don't know what could be going on. You know, just, you're right. You know, just, right. Just listen to you, girl. Give me a chance. You never know. Like Sugar Free say, if you don't stay ready, you don't, you know, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You know what I'm saying? Put them things up. Lock them up. Take the bullets and shit out. Put the bullets one place, that the other place, especially if you got kids. Sometimes you just got to do things for your protection. Okay, ladies, some of us don't have a man in the home. Okay, your 9mm should be your man. When you say stop, you shouldn't have to keep saying stop. Okay, that 9mm will make them pop and stop. Okay, sometimes we need that. Things are getting harder for women out here in these streets. Okay, you know it's hard out here for a pimp. When it ain't making money on the red. You see what I'm talking about? That type of stuff. We got to be safe. It's better to be safe. Listen, I'd rather be safe than sorry, my people. I'm just saying. I am not promoting violence. I'm just trying to keep us safe. Okay? Because I love y'all. It is what it is. Listen, Saturdays is for you to talk to your family. Like I said, America, we got a third candidate. Let's find out about him together and see what he's about. We don't have to pick the two that society has put in our face because it seems to me they're going to send us to hell. You know what I'm saying? For real. Let's do our research now. Listen, California got an arsonist. He done took out 30 cars or more. Okay, baby, a serial arsonist at that. What the fuck is that? A serial arsonist. Well, he done took out 30 cars. Folks are so scared, okay? They parking their cars on top of their motherfucking lawns and on top of the motherfucking houses, okay? Right. Yeah, they say he on bike and foot, allegedly. Okay, Cali, boy, y'all something else. And what the fuck is a serial arson? But, but we got it, okay? Listen, that's another news. And here's another curious case of Natasha. Natasha Grace. Okay, listen, a couple allegedly thought they had adopted a baby from, I believe it was, I don't know where it was, Ukraine somewhere, Russia somewhere, allegedly. They thought it was a baby. Come to find out, they thought it was a 6-year-old. Come to find out, the woman allegedly was a grown-ass woman. So she done went from 6 to 22 and 2 months, okay? And the family is getting in trouble for negligence of a, you know, adult. Yeah, because disability adult, because she has disability because she's a little person. She was a dwarf, so she's really, really small. But they knew right off when they got her through the adoption that she wasn't no goddamn six-year-old. She was a full-fledged ass woman. Why? Because the reason why they knew, because she threatened to kill the folks, the wife, the mother, that's supposed to be her mama. She threatened to kill them, okay? They had to get her own house and shit because they felt scared for their safety, allegedly. And then they knew because she was flirting with grown-ass men. Boy, all this was allegedly. Boy, California, boy, we something else. I tell you, life goes on. I'ma tell you, you don't know what is what. It changes every day. Yesterday was National Road Trip Day. So I hope y'all took y'all a little road trip. If you didn't, it ain't never too late. Get on out there and get you some sun if you have some sun today. Listen, I love y'all, okay? Talk to them kids. It's family day. See what's going on in their head. See what's going on around them. Make sure they're not getting bullied, okay? Because that could, you know, that could lead to a lot of serious trauma in your family, in your family life. Let's pay attention to the kids because kids are our future. You understand me? I love y'all. Listen, take care of yourself. Health is everything. We talk about this, okay? If you're going to drink some alcohol, take your asses to the gym, okay? Work it out. Look, ladies, we have to be together as one. We love y'all, okay? And I'm sure y'all love us. So let's talk about it. If it's an issue, talk. Listen, communication and conversation is everything. That's the key. That's what we need to have with our families. And listen, y'all, don't be so high-headed when it comes to the kids. Sit back. Yeah, sit back, listen, and learn, because they go through a lot now. Shit, we went through a lot when we was a kid, but it's not so extreme as it is today. Okay, yeah. Some of our babies can't take certain shit. We got the cutters and shit. I don't even want, it's a lot. It's a baby. They do a lot of self-destruction out here to themselves. So parents, we need to be on it. I don't think kids should be on the internet to a certain age. It's too many pedophiles, baby. Okay? If you're going to give your baby a phone, monitor everything on that phone. Watch that YouTube. Watch what they watch on YouTube. Listen, protect them. Put that parent's guide block on that shit so they can't see shit on the accident. So they won't be curious. We don't have time for that. We don't have time. Not with this world. Not with this world. This world is something else. Fuck around and take our babies while we at work and everything. We have to be careful, Americans. We have to be careful on what we do. It's essential. It's important. That's all what I'm saying. It's important. Listen, I love y'all. It's Saturday with your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. We having a beautiful day. Self-love is everything. Love you. Listen, don't hang around nobody that does not build your spirit. Y'all, really, because they got these demons that will drain your soul, okay? For some reason, y'all women think y'all got to go through something for a man to love you. No, baby, you don't, okay? If that motherfucker want to take you through something, baby, he don't want to be with you. Y'all go through this hard love. Ain't no hard love here. It's plain mathematics over here, okay? A and B, 2 + 2 = 4. If you act up, that means you don't love me no more. It's time to get up out the door. Baby, y'all got to put it together. Stop going through hard love. That leads to depression. Make you sad, baby. Mm-mm. No. Make you break out and not feel good about yourself. That's how they want you. That's how the devil wants you. God wants you to be happy, free-spirited, peaceful, like a butterfly, baby. Okay, let's fly gracefully. You understand me? Love you some you. How you expect other folks to? I love me some me. Baby, when we get out there, they calling for us now. When we get out there, because y'all remember, did I tell y'all I signed up for that internship for BET for the awards weekend? I did. I'm finna text right now to let them know I'm interested. I'm interested. I'm pushing us out there. That's promotion. I don't care what they need me. You need me to go get him some water? I give him some water. Hey, hey, how to do? Here goes some water for you. Okay, we in here. We in here. God is good. When? All the time. Baby, we in here. Okay? We got to do what we got to do for that promotion. And you know me. I got to be seen. If you know what I mean. What am I going to... Oh, they have t-shirts for us to wear. I can't wait. I'm ready to wear my damn t-shirt. Listen, I'm going to ask, is there any specific way that I can wear the shirt? Right, because you know your girl to ride. She got to put her little stank on it. Okay, probably go get me a little shirt. I mean, a little, go get it done, be dazzled in the back with, it's your girl to why, so people can know who I am. Okay. You must understand for what touch of your hand made my pulse react. Yo, it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl. I've been seeing it's physical. Baby, we lost an icon. Only I did go. Baby, oh my God. Then it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it. Oh my God. What's love? Put a secondhand emotion. Oh my goodness. Who needs a heart winner? Huh? Heart can be broken. All right. Yes. We lost an icon, a legend, a queen. Oh my God. That funeral going to be something. My condolences to the family. Oh my God. America loved her. We loved Miss Tina Turner. Yes, we did. Yes, we do. All right, yes, we do. All right, and they finna show up and show out. It's going to be beautiful. This much, I am sure. Okay, for real. Oh, my goodness. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all being here with me. I know y'all could be somewhere else, but you choose to be right here with your girl. The why and why not? Because we can. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all being here with me. Okay, I know without you, there's no me. For real, for real, for real. I love y'all, and I thank y'all for having my back for this long. Y'all been here on this ride with me, this experience, for some years, and I want to say I appreciate you. And it's People Appreciation Day. People Appreciation Day! Okay, I want to thank y'all for staying right here with your bipolar queen. I know I'm difficult. 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 I understand that. And thank you for being there to accept me just the way I am. I appreciate you. I love you. And listen, any birthdays out there today? Oh, my God, I almost forgot. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my boo. Happy birthday tell you, make it do what it do. You understand me? You right. Make sure you do whatever you want to do today. It's your birthday, okay? Do whatever you want. Love you some you, but just be safe and just be careful, okay? Because I love you, and I want you to be here tomorrow with me and hear what else kind of crazy shit that's going to come out of my mouth. You understand? You understand what's coming out of my mouth? Yes, I do. Okay, and listen, couples, any anniversaries? Happy anniversary. That's important. Happy anniversary. Stay together. It's hard out here. Okay, don't make me sing that again. Don't make me sing that. Don't make me sing that hustle and flow. Because y'all know that's my shit. Okay? Don't make me do it. Don't make me do it. Okay? It's hard out here. Stay with your boo. Work it out. Communication, conversation. Try that out. You understand? For a minute at least. Let's work it out. Let's work it out. Let's work it out. Huh? The doom doom. Baby, let's work it out. For the last 5 nights, honey, when you went to bed. Ask your mama them this song. Oh, I can tell I'm just wondering why. Boom, 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 boom. When you turn your back, tell me, and you cover your head. See, couples know that shit. Boom, boom. Oh, you didn't even say goodnight. Hit it. And dun, 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 boom, boom. Let's work it out. Fuck him up, boom, boom. Babe, let's work it out. Better ask your mama then. Boom, boom, y'all don't want, see, that's why, let's work it out. See, that's why our shit was the shit. See, y'all want to go 50-50, baby. We was doing what? Let's work it out. Y'all, it ain't no comparison. Ain't no comparison. Ain't no comparison. Y'all better ask y'all parents, bitch. It's your girl, why? Why not? Because we can't. It's Saturday. I love y'all. It's family day. Peace and love, y'all. We out. Yeah, you know, it's your girl. You know, I'm going to give you a little history lesson on the way. You know, I'm going to toss in a little bit of those old school songs, you know, just to give you a little knowledge about me. You know what I'm saying? Right, I'm an old country gal. Okay? So I'm going to toss in a little bit of that blues every now and then. See, that's my mama. That's my mama them. I get that from my mama them. Right? That's the family side. Right? And we going to drift in and out. We're going to drift in and out. So if you are younger, crew, just sing the song. Just sing the songs that I sing to you, to your parents, and they're going to sing along, and then they're going to tell you who sung them motherfucking songs. See, because all our songs meant something. Our song meant something. We communicating in conversation. Babe. On and out. Okay. Babe, I love y'all. It's Saturday, baby. It make me want to go get some skates and go to the goddamn skate rig, huh? Hey, Usher. You know, that's what I think about when I think about that skate rig. You know, because Usher's skating and shit right now. You understand? Right. We doing our thing. Even though we beautiful, we're seasonal, we still look good, tight skinnish. That means we still look young in this motherfucking house. Okay? Right, don't be mad at us. We didn't do what y'all did. You better go ask your mama then. That's all. I love y'all. You know, it's your girl, the why. And why not? Because we can, as a family, a company, a squad. Squale, I love y'all. It's Saturday. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? It's only me. But sometimes that's the way we gotta be. You know what I'm saying? I'll see y'all. And I'm going to make sure y'all see me. I love y'all. Have a great day. Be safe. Stay safe. Okay? Watch your surroundings. And trust and believe. It is what it is. Especially if you don't feel good about it. And your heart start beating. And shit don't feel right. It ain't right. Get out. You understand me? I love y'all. That's our premonition. Everybody got it. Okay? I love you. It's your girl, the why and why not. Because we can. Peace and love. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Mwah. I'm out. Let's do a little music real fast right here. Let's hit this off. Hey, here you go.